我记得呢，曾经有一曲《青花瓷》的英文版，大家很喜欢。经过角色温柔的改编，充满了爵士音乐的感觉。那今天呢，我要给大家推荐的依然是来自于角色温柔的翻唱歌曲。欢迎来到听歌学英语栏目，我是 Candice 凯纳斯，新浪微博是 DJ Candice 婕妤，搜索微信公众号 Candice 音乐故事，收听歌曲背后的感动与能量。好了，今天的这支翻唱呢，是一首非常非常老的歌曲，是我的父亲那个时代的歌曲了，但是呢非常的好听，这是新鸳鸯蝴蝶梦。同样经过改编，这支曲子变得是非常的惊艳，一起来听听吧。
Tell me why you left me without even say goodbye, why you don't even answer me, instead you went away cause you never mean to stay, now I am alone on my own. Tell me why you took my life, leaving silence inside me, why you don't even looked at me, so you left me that day cause you never mean to stay, now I am alone on my own. Why did you come that day feeding all of my dreams, cause you made me feel so special that night, why not to be together forever, now that you left me I don't wanna leave, I really don't, I don't care. Don't even look behind, why you don't even answer me, instead you went away cause you never mean to stay, now I am alone on my own. Please tell me why we could not just walk hand by hand, instead you never seemed to care, and you went away cause you really never mean to stay, now I am alone on my own. Why did you come that day feeding all of my dreams, cause you made me feel so special that night, why not to be together forever, now that you left me I don't wanna leave, I really don't, I don't care. Why did you come that day feeding all of my dreams, cause you made me feel so special that night, why not to be together forever, now that you left me I don't wanna leave, I really don't, I don't care. Why not to be together forever, now that you left me I don't wanna leave, I really don't, I don't care.
Oh, 欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语，我是 Candice 凯纳斯，新浪微博是 DJ Candice 婕妤，微信公众号 Candice 音乐故事，期待遇见你。下面的时间让我们在音乐声中了解一下歌词大意。
Tell me why you left me instead you went away, cause you never mean to stay. Now I am alone on my own.
Cause you never mean to stay. Now I am alone on my own. 因为呢，你不打算留下来，现在就剩下我一个人孤单着。首先我们要学的短语是 mean to do something。Mean to do something 意思是打算或者是企图做某事，那主语呢通常就是表示人的名词或者是代词 Mean to do something。 比如说 I meant to give you this book today but I forgot。 我本来呢打算今天给你这本书的，可是我忘了。 I meant to give you this book today but I forgot。我们明天打算去看望你，怎么说呢？ We mean to call on you tomorrow. We mean to call on you tomorrow. OK, 下一个短语是 on my own. On my own. 独立的，凭自己的力量。比如说 I am all on my own today. 今天呢，我是独自一个人。 I am all on my own today.I can't carry it on my own, it's too heavy. 我一个人拿不动，这个东西太重了。 I can't carry it on my own, it's too heavy. 那当然了 ,on my own 是指我独自一个人或者是凭我自己的力量。我们可以在相应的情况下把这中间的 my 替换成 his, her, their 等等。比如说毕业之后他就独立生活了。After graduation, he lives on his own. After graduation, he lives on his own.
Now I am alone on my own.
Tell me why you took my life, leaving silence inside me. Why you don't even look at me? 告诉我为什么你要把宁静留给我呢？你为什么都不看着我呢？这里我们要学的单词是 silence. Silence.S-I-L-E-N-C-E 这个词呢作为名词和动词都可以，那作为名词的时候是表示沉默或者是寂静，作为动词呢相应的含义就是使某人安静下来或者是使某人沉默。短语有 in silence 表示安静的 in silence。 They hugged each other in silence for a long time. 他们默默地拥抱了很长时间。 They hugged each other in silence for a long timeI could not stand it in silence anymore and disclosed it to my best friend. 这个例句大家有听懂吗？我再也不能够在沉默中间忍受了。I could not stand it in silence anymore. Not anymore 表示不再， stand 表示忍受。我再也不能够在沉默之中忍受了。I could not stand it in silence anymore. 所以呢，我就把这件事给 disclose， 把这件事告诉披露给了我的最好的朋友 and disclose it to my best friend. 连起来 I could not stand it in silence anymore and disclose it to my best friend. 我再也不能够默默忍受把这件事告诉了我的好朋友。好，下一个短语是 look at, look at. 那我们都知道这个词表示看一看的意思，这里呢要强调它的另外一个意思，可以表示着眼或者是考虑什么东西。比如说 I look at this problem from a different viewpoint. 我从不同的 viewpoint 不同的观点来看这个问题。 I look at this problem from a different viewpoint.
Please tell me why we could not just walk hand by hand. Instead you never seem to care
Please tell me why we could not just walk hand by hand. Instead, you never seem to care. 请告诉我为什么我们不能够手牵手散步，而你似乎从来都不在意。Hand by hand 表示手拉手、手牵手、手把手，但是呢，我们用的更多的是 hand in hand, hand in hand, 手牵手。They walked away hand in hand. 他们携手离去。They walked away hand in hand. 好，最后一个短语是 seem to. Seem to 意思是好像、似乎，表示对事物的主观臆断。比如说 The math problem seems to be very difficult to work out. 这道数学题似乎很难解决。 Work out 表示解决、解除题目。 The math problem seems to be very difficult to work out.您正收听的节目是听歌学英语，我是 Candice 凯纳斯。同往常一样，节目最后让我们来听到中文版本的歌曲《新鸳鸯蝴蝶梦》。
昨日像那东流水，离我远去不可留。
好了，今天的节目到这里要和您说再见了。想了解更多精彩用好歌，请关注 Candice 音乐故事微信公众号。今天的节目就到这里，感谢收听，我们下期再见，拜拜。
由来只有新人笑，有谁听到旧人哭，爱情两个字好辛苦，是要问一个明白，还是要装作糊涂，知多知少难知足。看似个鸳鸯蝴蝶不应该的年代，可是谁又能摆脱人世间的